Are you thinking about implementing your own smart home? Not sure of what you want to control or how to start? Do you want your smart home to respond to your voice like it does in the movies or television? Well, you found the right podcast, Tech Bytes with Ron Netter. As a best-selling author, speaker, and YouTuber, he will help you explore the different options available. And now, here's your host, Ron.
Hi, I'm Ron Netter, and as you can tell, this is another edition of Tech Bytes with Ron Netter, and this time we're going to show something that I had to build the foundations for, and that's getting Hubitat to work with the Stream Deck device, and of course, it's going to look a little bit different because I've actually got it running my live streaming here, but this is something that I think you're really going to enjoy. So let's go on over to the webpage, and then we can get this whole process started because it's taking some of the pieces. You've already gotten used to dealing with IFT. You've been dealing with Hubitat because you've gone through several of my videos. You've seen where we talked about that. Well, now is where we give you an option to where you can start keyboard controlling. I'm not keyboard controlling. You can take Stream Deck and have it control the things that are on Hubitat. So we'll switch over here. And now we're going to make one more change here, and then you can actually see what we're doing. It's three separate things, well, mainly two that we've got to do. So we'll go in here. We've already got the web page up for the Hubitat device. So we'll click on built-in app, and we'll scroll down here to the IFT integration. And it will ask, now location modes, I'm not working with at this point. This is just the bare stuff to get a device up and running. So we'll click on which devices. Now you could say all devices on here, but we really can't do anything with the Samsung buttons because they're a device that you pretty much have to be pressing there. So there's really no advantage of trying to control those. So we'll go the Cree bulb, the IKEA bulb, the IKEA outlet, and the Sengled bulb. And we'll click update and then done. Now that's just, hang on here, I got screens out of sequence here. I'm still learning the new setup. So we've got the first part done. So, and that really, as you can see, is very straightforward. Now as you add any devices to Hubitat, you kind of have to go through the process again, except you'll just go in to the IFT integration, you'll add the device, you'll click update, and then you go over here to IFTTT. So that's going to be the next part that we're going to do. And bear with me as I have to look over here because I'm still getting used to the new switching device. So what we're going to do is we will click on new outlet, and then for service, of course, you become very familiar now with webhooks, and we're going to click on receive a web request, and I've already got the IKEA outlet, so we're going to call this IKEA, and you can do underscore, and I've started using dash because that sometimes helps things stand out a little bit better on, and we'll go to that, and then we'll go to Hubitat. Now, if you haven't already set this up, this is not a big deal. You'll just click on connect because this is going to link Hubitat into IFT. And if you've got more than one hub, then this is where it would be important to make the selection. At this point, I've got just the one. So we'll click on home, select, and you see it's already brought up the devices that it's heard about. And then we'll click authorize. And because it already had the service credentials, that's why you didn't see that prompt up. So at this point, what we'll do is we'll go down here. You see there's a whole host of services that are available depending on what's involved. So we're going to say turn on a device. And see it goes out and loads what you've authorized. So we're going to say IKEA outlet and create action. It'll come back here in just a second. There we go. And finish. Now, just like you've heard me talk before with some of the other IFT and Stream Deck integrations, we're going to copy and paste that. We're going to go over here to the webhooks, and we're going to paste that in here. If I did it right, and I forgot, I was thinking I was on a PC, so use a different key to get in, and then there we go. And see, it says event's been triggered. So what we'll do at this point, since that part has worked all right, and this, the key you see up here is going to be unique to your login, and actually this is a test login that I keep, so my production one is not out there. We'll go over here and go to Stream Deck, and I will switch over to the IKEA profile. So we'll go down here to System Website, and we're going to call this IKEA Outlet On. And you remember, if you saw in the other video, you'll see where I did this little trick. I do like either a control enter or a command enter, depends on what keyboard you're on. So I've got the text all there, nice and centered. We'll paste in the link before, and you see it's got the IKEA outlet on, plus it's got the key. Be sure to click on access in background. And at that point, that part's done. Now, there's not a toggle feature available in this, at least with the API set that is in place at this point. Now, that it's somewhere between the IFT and the Hubitat piece of things, but hey, you can at least turn it off and on. So we'll go back here and we'll do webhooks, receive a web request, and we'll call this IKEA Outlet Off. Actually, I don't want to mix underline and dashes or hyphens, so I'll just try to be consistent here. And obviously I didn't do something right, so we'll go back in here to Hubitat, and we will turn off a device, and it's going to load them. So we want to go down here and click on IKEA Outlet, create action. And I probably had my finger on the wrong side of the mouse pad on the Mac. So we've got that. We'll click finish. And yes, we've made a new applet. Yeah, well, it's sometimes when you get things to work, it's rather amazing. So we'll go back over here and we'll click in that box. We'll paste in, and event's been triggered. So we're good there. So now all we're going to have to do is come over here and we will copy that. We will go back into the IKEA profile. And to save some steps, you can also do a copy, paste, and we'll click down here in the title box, and we'll call it off. We'll go down here and do a Control A and then Control V, and you can see now it says off in here, so we're good on that. So now, as you can see with what we've got here, and let me shift over to one other screen here, and then we'll... Let's see, I got to hit that button right there, and then we come back to me. So now you can see the buttons actually, well, it's because it sensed it was in, I've also got this controlling my streaming, so changed profiles. So there is all it takes to get that up and running. And this is just bare configuration. If you'd seen the other things that I've done, I've also put the, a back arrow button to take you up to main menu. I just didn't get that part done because I'm just trying to show you all the different pieces that are in play. So this is the first thing we've really now got integration of something that is on Hubitat. And this, I've got the C4 edition. They've just come out with a C5 to where the Z-Wave and Zigbee stick that's on the side is now built in internal. So I'm going to probably have to go get one of those because I think I'll probably have one Hubitat set up for at home and then another one when I'm traveling, so I have got something just always ready to go. But as you can see, there's all sorts of fun you can have. There's other devices we'll be showing here in the coming weeks, but that you know, it's just got to have time to do some of the research and the planning and doing the videos. So thank you, everybody who's been subscribing. If you haven't, please consider doing so, or forward this channel to someone who is working on smart home technology. Make sure you click the bell notification icons. Anything that I talk about in the videos is going to be, there will be usually be an affiliate link in the bottom. If you buy some from that, I do get a small commission that helps to cover the costs I've got of things I've been buying to do videos on with the channel. And I've got to make one more jump here because I forget when I'm double using the Stream Deck here. It kind of got things out of sequence. You'll be seeing on the screen different videos of other series that I've got running on the smart home technology. This is all sorts of options you've got with doing the smart home work. So thank you for your time, and we'll see you in the next video.
Thanks for listening to the Tech Bytes with Ron Vedder podcast. If you know someone who's interested in creating their own smart home, please share this show with them. Please subscribe on iTunes or Google Podcasts and leave us a review. Have questions? Contact Ron at questions@techbyteswithronnutter.com. He looks forward to sharing more incredible insights on the next episode.